My past is clearly in my present life. My future shines out in my actions. This is Dr. Herb L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant inspiration direct from the campus of the University of Healing in Campo, California, surrounded by our former monks who are now just plain old masters. Okay, my past is clearly in my present life. My future shines out in my actions. Everyone who has had any experience at all, who has, you know, been alive, they have a past, and that past is in the present. If I ask Heinz what kind of house did he first build when he went to New Zealand, he would instantly recall the house that he first built when he went to New Zealand. And he would remember it with great joy and with great enthusiasm and all the ramifications of it. Now, he is not in the past remembering it. He is in the present remembering it. He is in the present recalling it right out of his mind in the present tense. And that is a very special thing to be able to do. Most people are not aware that that's what they do. They think the past is past and they're thinking about the past and that therefore the past is unchangeable. However, Heinz, do you have the power, do you have the magnificence to change your past?
Sure.
There's a short, huh? Okay, sure. Heinz has the power to change the past. How do you go about changing the past, Heinz? And you don't have to answer it. How do you go about changing the past? Do you go about changing the past remembering the past? Or do you go about changing the past by thinking of the past in the present, and then thinking of how it is beneficial to have it? Now, for instance, Heinz saw a dog on a train, and the dog sparked a thought in his mind, that's a nice looking dog, I like one like that. And so, years later, Heinz saw a dog just like the one he saw on the train, and he thought to himself, there's my dog. Now, did he say that the dog that was on the train that he liked is now reincarnated or manifested here? Or is he creating out of his mind the dog that he wants? Now, the dog on the train had a number of fatal flaws about it. You know? One fatal flaw was that it was owned by somebody else. And they were not about to give it up. They were very happy with it. Another fatal flaw was that at the time that Heinz saw the dog, he did not instantly go and buy one for himself or instantly take that one and run off and steal it on the man, you know? So, see, those are all things in the past. But now Heinz is living in the present. And Heinz thinks of the dog and he visualizes the dog just gently and all of a sudden it manifests. It comes right into your world. And it's a dog that Heather had from her litter. And not her litter, the litter of dogs that she had. She had a Doberman, I think, a Doberman crossbreed that was just the kind that Heinz wanted. See, I read your stuff, you know. And so Heinz created that dog for himself. Now, did he create the dog exactly like the one that he had seen? No. Did he create the dog even slightly like the one he had seen? Somewhat. But the dog was totally different. When can we ever say that a terrier and a Doberman are similar, except the fact they're dogs? And so this dog that he had first fallen in love with was a terrier. At least that's what he said. It was a beautiful terrier dog. And the dog that he fell in love with later was a Doberman type. Now, were you using the word shepherd a lot in yours? Mm-hmm. And so then, now all of a sudden, the dog is looking like a shepherd dog. And I don't know where he got that from, but the thing is, that's the story he's not telling us from his past, that he is remembering seeing a shepherd dog and loving a shepherd dog and creating it presently in his life. Now, we can show him the one that Linda and T have, and how they are loving it up and enjoying it. Did you see the pictures of it? They're just having a great time. They raise them for people who are blind, and they use them for seeing eye dogs. But they just love raising these dogs and playing with them and loving them. Now, where's Heinz getting this picture of his dog? It's not the picture that he originally had. He changed his past. He changed the things that came to him in the past. He changed his thought in the past. In the present, he is taking a totally different dog. Obviously a totally different dog. But he is taking a different dog in style and breed than he had thought about before. So we can make in our present anything we want. We can have the past, and the past was that, for instance, we didn't pass our driver's test. You know? You didn't pass your driver's test. Now, that's past. Now, are you going to keep dwelling upon the fact that you didn't pass your driver's test so that you never will pass your driver's test? You start putting a new cause in motion. You put the cause in motion, I have my driver's license. But you don't have it yet. Yes, I do. I have it in my consciousness. Now I go down and they'll give it to me. It's wonderful. Now, Danny didn't have a driver's license. And then he wanted to get on the train, so he had a driver's license. I mean, he's a miracle man. Mm-hmm. He did not dwell upon his past where his driver's license was not there. He dwelt upon the present where his driver's license was there. Mm-hmm. Now, it really doesn't make any difference, does it? Mm-hmm. Doesn't make any difference. We are all the creator and the master of our world, and we can create anything and any time and any way that we like. But we have to be careful. Because if we are allowing ourselves to be limited by the past, then we'll say that the driver's license has to say on it that it is a 1998 driver's license. You know, it's good for 10 years or something like that. And here it is 2003, and you want a little more current driver license. So think of that. You can change the past. You can put a different picture in the past. You can put a different idea in the past. Remember in Illusions by Richard Bach, Donald Simoda? Richard Bach was talking to Donald Simoda, and he said, I suppose if you wanted to fly multiple engine airplanes, you'd have a license for that too. And Donald said, you want to see it? And he manifested whatever it was that he chose to have at the moment he chose to have it. It does help from keeping such a fat wallet, you know. You just manifest it when you need it. But that's just a little aside. But think of it. Think of it. What does he do? What does he do? He manifests what he wants when he wants it. What do? You manifest what you want when you want it. You do the same thing in exactly the same way. But you don't take credit for it enough to be practical in doing it. And you want to be practical in doing it. Now, what does the word practical mean? It means that when you speak your word, you want it to be demonstrated, right? Yeah. That's practical. But why isn't it every time you speak your word, things don't happen? You have not put the cause in motion exclusively. And until you put the cause in motion exclusively, definitely, one-pointedly, it will not happen. Because what are you doing? You're putting another cause in motion. And the other cause is, it never comes, it never works, it never happens. And that cause obviates the first cause. It changes it and doesn't let it happen. You see, we are in charge of our past, our present, and our future, because everything we are is exemplified in us, through us, as us. And it's kind of fun. We say here, my future shines out in my actions. That's right. So, we know there is no future, but we can think about the possibility. Heinz, where are you going to be tomorrow? Where are you going to be Friday? Where are you going to be Saturday? And Heinz says, oh, I will be here, there, and so forth. No, you won't. You might change your mind and be somewhere else. Yes? Can you change your mind? Sure. So you don't have to do what we logically think you're going to do, but you can. What you have to do is do whatever you think that you're going to do. If you think you're going to be somewhere or do something, that's what you're going to do. Otherwise, you won't be there. My past is clearly in my present life. We can arrange it any way we like. My future shines out in all my actions, because all my actions are merely a demonstration of what I believe about myself. If you're ready for that, you're ready for some very wonderful responses, some very wonderful manifestations. And I'd like to see you have them. But the only way you can have them is when you take charge of your past, living it in the present, and take charge of your future, living it in the present. Interesting, isn't it? So, think on these things and remember that you're the master of your life. You're the master of your world, and everything you think about is manifest in your life. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.